There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Today on the Jeff Calkins Show, Chris Herron's going to join us straight up at 10 o'clock. And then, for the last time this year, wow, this is it. 1-2-3 Cancun. For the last time this year, we're going to play Right and Then Right Trivia. Because I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think I have a fundamental mastery of the calendar. A week from today is Christmas.
Correct.
We're not working on Christmas. I mean, you could play in the home version of Right and Then Right Trivia, but we're not playing it on the radio. And then the next week is New Year's Day. Also not playing Right and Then Right Trivia. You can, again, be playing the home version. And so this is the very last. Brings a tear to the eye. Is the very
a lot of pressure too,
and so much pressure, so much pressure. Could you imagine ending 2025 all with an L?
Apparently, you can.
You know what, though? Look at it this way: sometimes teams like the Bills last year, right? Now, things didn't go well for them in the playoffs ultimately, but they didn't care. They had already built in their cushion. They'd already won the year, and so they lost to the Pats in order to f up the Pats draft pick.
Correct.
Right, so it's just a run for the bus game where your starters aren't playing. Right, you got a built-in excuse.
Well, and you wanted to build up some trade value for Joe Milton.
You got a cushion right now, Jeffrey. You got a cushion. You don't have to play your starters today. You don't have to play your starters today.
Jeff, we believe in rust way more than we do rest.
Right and then right trivia, the very last one of 2025. I know it's cliche to say I can't believe how fast the year has gone, but I can't believe how fast the year has gone. How's the year been for you?
It's been a good year. I think you're right, though. It's like I think I need to probably like sit down and like actually think about what will happen this year because it just felt like a blur.
It flew. It absolutely flew. What are the signature events happened in your year this year?
That's a good question. It's mainly now it's milestones dad. With my daughter.
Yeah, it's milestones with your daughter. How old is she now?
She turned two back in two. August, but like now it's like, hey, like doing picking the real school, thing, like right, picking, yeah. like not just Ugh. Finding childcare, so essentially. Yeah.
Well, I moved in 2025.
I did not have as I moved in 2024.
Yeah, so you did Correct. This just a year ago. So I moved in 2024, making some decisions about my careers and stuff. And so it was a fairly eventful year. The Jason and John were trying to identify a Memphis sports person of the year, and they settled on €100.
Yeah.
But that is a reflection both of our appreciation for the good work of Hunter
and his search, yeah,
and the hire that he made, football coach hire that he made, but also a reflection of the fact that it's been just a crappy year in Memphis sports. Like, what? Who would you, if you had to? Maybe we'll take this up another time. Who's the actual candidate?
I do think the way that the Tiger basketball season ended spoiled a really good year.
Yes, but there's no one. What, are you going to make PJ Haggerty the sports person of the year?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
After he's still playing college basketball. Just, I mean, to me, like, you.
The biggest story of the year, right, was Memphis's proposal and to try to get to the Big 12. That's
probably right.
Right?
Memphis's whopping proposal was that football coaching change, pretty big. Actually, I mean, it's funny. We can joke about whether Hunter Yerichuk should be the sports person of the year, but that's a pretty big story, new coaching change. I mean, a coaching change in football.
Yeah, but I mean,
Fred Smith dying is the biggest story of the year.
Yeah. Right? I was thinking sports specific, but yes.
It's kind of sports specific. Right.
Well, I mean, Fred's just all encompassing.
Yeah. But also, yeah. But again, a bad thing. Not a good thing.
No, not.
Not a good thing. If you got any candidates. And Brooks Monaghan is also always a candidate for what he does every year. It's been rough. And so Jeffrey's going to wind up the year by playing Writer Than Right Trivia. Happily, we do give away, and this will add some cheer to year, we always give away a fabulous prize package. What's today's fabulous prize package?
Jeff, we got Malco movie passes as well as passes to Starry Nights. That's via Kevin Cerrito.
Did you ever go to the Botanic Garden one?
Yes, we went on last Friday. It was great.
And it was great?
Yep, we had a great time. She had a great time. It got a little cold late, but it was a good time had by all.
I've heard that's lovely. I've heard Zoo Lights is great, the Christmas Zoo Lights thing. I don't know that I've ever been to that. And obviously Starry Nights is a Memphis classic. So two tickets to Malco.
Correct.
Theaters and two tickets to Starry Nights. All you have to do is play with honor. You don't have to best Jeffrey, although, you know, it's the end of the year. Send him out with an L. But at the very least, you just have to play honorably, and you can get a fabulous prize package. So we'll do that in the second hour as well when Kevin Cerrito will join the show. Tomas Isolo went positively zen last night. We're going to talk about Tigers and the Grizzlies, and because we like to lead with the happy news.
Of course.
That's how I am. I'm just wired for happiness, to spread happiness, to create happiness. I like to create happiness. Mm-hmm. I like to spread happiness. I like to amplify happiness.
Yes, of course.
I like everyone else to be happy.
It's and not so, a lie.
And
if
so
you believe
I'm
it.
Going to start with the good story, and then we will get to the bad story after that. There's a good story and there's a bad story. And by the way, you should apologize to me. I saw this coming.
You did.
The more likely victory.
I thought we were both going to be right for about. There was about a 3-minute window where I thought we were both going to be right.
And so the Grizz win, the Tigers lose. But Tomas Isolo, he went zen. Chris Harrington was on the scene last night in the Twin Cities. A couple of things he said in the wake of the Grizzlies' 116-110 victory. He said, and I want to see which one of these you like better and which one seems to be more accurate.
All right.
Okay, ready? The deep end is, but these could both be Zeebo deep thoughts.
Okay.
You know? The deep end is the best teacher. Or how about this one? The comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. Let's examine the veracity of both of those. The deep end is the best teacher. Do you believe or not believe?
I struggle with the best teacher.
I don't believe that at all.
I do think there is like a, you'll find out what you're made of, but there's also...
I mean, what do we talk about, like, with quarterbacks, what we ruin quarterbacks
correct.
By throwing them in the deep end
correct.
Too quickly. I don't think it is the best teacher, the deep end. I do think you only learn by being challenged, trying new things, all of that. But to actually be thrown in the deep end, it is not the best teacher. That is not... that. It's a nice line. Not true.
The best is where I struggle.
Yeah. It's not the best teacher. It can be a...
It can be an effective...
And actually, you can become a... It can be an effective method, and it's what they had to deal with last night. They were in the deep end, but I do not believe that the deep end is the best teacher. Okay, let's go to the next one. The comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there.
I don't subscribe to the idea that you only learn when you're challenged.
I really like this one. The comfort zone is a beautiful place. You stay in the comfort zone, but there's not growth. I don't know. Okay, nothing may be an extreme, but I do think if you just stay in your comfort zone, I mean, take this. Let's take Jason and John as an example, and I hate to make them an example. Maybe I hope they don't resent me for this, but when they started their radio show, right?
Yep.
I've always been an admirer of the radio show. I thought they complement each other beautifully, but it used to be that if one of them took off, the other one always took off.
Yep.
Always. Why? Because it was uncomfortable to host the radio show by yourself. Right?
For 3 hours, yeah.
For three hours to host the radio show by yourself. And so, and in the end, they got out of their comfort zone. They have each now, and totally seamlessly, and I actually enjoy tremendously when Jason is by himself, and I enjoy tremendously when John is by himself. But you had to get out of your comfort zone, and that teaches you things. Honestly, I criticize myself sometimes because a lot of times the way I write columns, I can tell you that sometimes it feels like a little bit of a template. Like I'm just, I've written this column a million times. I've whatever. I do kind of believe the old, and I'm not great at this. I don't like challenging myself. I prefer the comfort zone. But I think this is brilliant. The comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows. How do things grow if you're in the comfort zone? You've already mastered whatever you're doing if you're in the comfort zone.
Some people improve when they're happier.
Happy. I don't think happiness and the comfort zone are exactly the same thing.
I mean, to me, it's like if you're uncomfortable, some people can just shut down.
Anyway, this all came up because the Grizzlies were dealing with no Zach Edey, no Ja Morant, no Cam Spencer, no Ty Jerome, no Scottie Pippen Jr., like no point guard, really, no point guard. And they won anyway, 116-110. You know what? Let's fire up the music. Again, I like to focus on the happy story, so that's what we're going to do first. The Grizzlies have now won 9 of 12. They are 13-14. They play the Wizards next. They're going to get to 500. Is that a too big a limb to climb out on?
They should be at 500.
And this was easily the best win
of the year
season. I mean, you literally started. Okay, Jaren and Santi, you could have imagined that, right?
Yep.
Without Zach Edey, you would have imagined that. But Brandon Clark making his debut when he never starts when he's perfectly healthy.
And you knew he's going to be on a minutes restriction.
And then, no Vince. He's the closest thing you have to a point guard. Jalen Wells and Cedric Coward in your back. That's your backcourt. Just a bold move by Tomas Isolo, and let's play some highlights. Let's start with Jalen Wells.
Wells takes the inbound, steps to the left wing, launches a three, ring it up, put three on the board. The hot shooting for Jalen Wells continues, and the Grizzlies lead 9-5.
I like
hearing
Aaron
cooking lately. He's pushed his percentage up to 36.4 after a slow start.
And here you go. This doesn't really qualify as history, but it was nice. Here's Brandon Clark's first basket back.
Coward around a screen from Brandon Clark. Bounces to Clark going to the window. Banks it up and in. Brandon Clark's first basket in the second quarter. He's got his first hoop of the season with that one.
I thought, listen, only ended up with 6 points, shot to a seven.
It was good to see him, though.
And it was good to see him. I thought he was moving well. And if you read, again, Chris Harrington was on the scene. If you read his comments afterwards, he's being told by his, this seems like a fib, or you think this is true? He's being told by his physical people that he is more, that he's jumping higher now than he was last year.
Than last year, I could buy.
Than last year, yeah.
Because I don't think he was healthy last year.
All right, let's keep going. Let's a little more Jalen Wells.
Here's Aldama going under the basket, bounces left corner Wells, tees up another three, hits another three, ring it up, put three on the board for Jalen Wells, and after the Grizzlies making one of their last seven, Wells ends that streak and puts the Grizzlies back up 4-12-8.
Great job, Asante, for finding him, too. Look at that skip pass to get to the weak side right there, wide open, Jalen.
I still had to go deep, deep, deep into the bench, a little Omax here.
Caldwell Pope back to the top for Prosper. Grizzlies down four. Prosper to the left side of the lane. Lays it up and in. Gets fouled. He'll get one more. Great move to the bucket by Olivier Maxence Prosper. Going right at Bones Highland. Prosper with the size advantage. Using the offhand. And the Grizzlies cut the lead to two.
Now, in fairness, I do think we have to acknowledge that while the Grizzlies were shorthanded, so too were the T-Wolves.
Uh-huh.
No Anthony Edwards. And no Mike Conley, old friend.
Johnny Juzang.
You know
either,
who
of
was
course.
Great coming off the bench? Jock Landale was great coming off the bench.
Jock Landale game.
20 and well, how can you call it the Jock Landale game when you had that kind of game from Jaren for the second straight night? But here was Jock Landale.
Right side Williams up top for Landale. He'll launch another three. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Hey, the ball fits. It'll go.
I mentioned Jaren Jackson. Here's Jaren Jackson Jr.
Here's Prosper. Attacks into the paint. Gobert cuts him off. Out to Landale. One more to Jackson. Three on the way for Jaren. Ring it up. Put three on the board. And Chris Finch has to take a timeout. 2:56 remain in the third. Grizzlies have come all the way back and built a five-point lead. It is a 14-0 Grizzly run.
Honestly, isn't the best thing that's happened in the last two games like Jaren?
Yes.
Being Jaren?
Looking like.
I mean, this is 2 days after I was arguing with John Martin about why would one think that he's forgotten how to play basketball? Like, it had clearly been a bad start to the year.
He's not playing well. That's
he's always yeah. been an excellent player, and he's not old, and he's not hurt. Why would one think that he's anything other than an excellent player? But as he strung together ineffective game after ineffective game, you're starting to wonder, what the hell, man? And so to have the 31 the other night and then last night 28-12 with another three blocks, and he was just tremendous down the stretch as well. All right, let's fire up some more.
Prosper drives, finds an open Caldwell Pope. Open three is good. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Contavious Caldwell Pope with his second triple in the quarter. He's now got eight and a nice drive and kick by Omax Prosper. Wells drives it in at DiVincenzo to the right baseline. Kicks it out, Landale. Open look at a three. Gobert contests. Landale doesn't feel the pressure. Ring it up. Put three on
no
the board
pressure.
As Landale
pressure
knocks
makes
down
diamonds.
His
Let's,
second
keep
triple
going
of the
with
night.
The Jack
Big
Landale
answer for
threes.
The Grizz
like
to put
theme.
The lead back at five. Williams drives. Kicks right corner Landale. Tees up a three. Ring it up. Put three on the board for the big man from down under. Jock Landale says, have a little Aussie pie for me. Three more for Landale. 17 and 9 rebounds. Wells looking for Jackson. Randall is all over him. He reaches in, pokes at the ball. Jackson gets the step inside, kicks to Landale. Right corner three for Jock. Ring it up! Put three more on the board for the big fella. Landale with 20 and 10. 109-103. Still two possessions. Reed.
Channeling his inner Cam Spencer there. No Cam Spencer at the game. But Jaren down the stretch. Grizzlies were up three. And in the last few minutes, he drew the foul and then hit both free throws. Then he blocked Dante DiVincenzo and got the ball. Then he threw that assist to Landale for the corner three.
Yep.
And then he wins it with the floater at the end. Here's a little more Jaren.
Coward, pressured by a double team. Now jumps it to Jackson. Jackson drives the baseline, running right-hand floater. That's the icing on the cake right there, baby.
There it is.
Jackson from the right baseline floats it up and in. 111-103, and the Wolves call timeout.
Grizz win, Grizz win, Grizz win, 116-110. I have to say, just a tremendous win. Tremendous to see that from Jaren. Grizzlies now in a position, they're tied with the Golden State for eighth in the West. They're positioned to get back to 500. This is what we said we wanted. Ja, I'm going to presume, is going to be back soon. Hopefully that's good. It's just damn impressive. I also enjoy, like, I don't know, that was definitely some bold, unconventional, and highly effective coaching by Isolo last night.
Absolutely.
Right? And so I hope that Isolo is a successful coach for all kinds of reasons. But one reason is I just like hearing him talk. Like, with all due respect, relative to Taylor Jenkins, it was just a stream of mumbo jumbo. And he just says things that seem interesting and true. So one of the things he said last night was, again, reading Chris's story at the Daily Memphian, he started his conversation about Jaren by saying, Jaren's been in his thoughts for a while now.
Yeah. And we talked about this with Chris yesterday.
And again, Jaren isn't someone who pouts or publicly, you know, harangues anybody but while you watch Jaren be ineffective when he has always been effective, you had to think he was in his head, right?
Like, absolutely.
And that was confirmation from Isolo. Jaren's been in his thoughts for a while now, he said. And that seemed to be demonstrably true. So massive win by the Grizzlies, even though there was no Anthony Edwards, even though there was Mike Conley. Again, fair fight. No Zach Edey, no John Morant, no Cam Spencer, no Ty Jerome, no Scottie Pippen Jr. I may be missing someone. The Grizzlies put it together last night. Coward's playing point guard. He had three turnovers in the fourth quarter, and some of them were ugly. You know, this was not a conventional way to win a basketball game, but they found a way to win a basketball game. They executed down the stretch, particularly relying on Jaren, which gets me to the bad news. A team that did not execute down the stretch, did not execute in overtime, and so we saw what we saw. We'll talk about the Tigers when we come back. Before then, I will remind you, it is a week from Christmas, and I went into Robert Owen Jewelers the other day, and hope Claire's not listening. I think I did pretty well by her, I'll be honest. It's just fun. It was just fun how he came out, and he walked me through a whole bunch of different stuff. And then you see all these people who come in, and some of them they know because they shop there all the time because they realize what a great place it is. And so they keep coming back every holiday, every whatever special occasion. Other people are there for the first time. Either way, they're greeted warmly. They're offered water or chocolate or Jeffrey says bourbon. they do the wrapping, whatever. But beyond all that, they have absolutely stunning jewelry for terrific prices. They've got a new designer diamond necklace in 14 karat yellow gold. That's a necklace featuring a half carat of sparkling natural diamonds set in cushion shaped stations with an adjustable chain. That is $19.99. You want to pick up something a little more modest? Diamond flexi bangles starting at $199. Comfortable, durable, unbelievably versatile. Perfect gift. Looks great worn solo, or you can stack them. Qualities there are limited, so you got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers fast for that. I could walk you through it. And of course, if you're thinking about getting engaged, it is the place to go for your to find your ring. When I was in there 2 days ago, there was a young man. I know his brother, and he was there, and he'd been looking all over town for a particular type of diamond, and of course, because no one is more obsessed about diamonds than Howie, found them at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Five convenient locations. They got great financing, 12 months interest-free financing, or take up to 60 months to pay. And you head on to their five locations or online at rijewelers.com. We'll talk about the Tigers. We may take your calls about the Tigers as well when we return. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Chris Herndon coming up next. Then we get right into the right trivia. In the meantime, Brad Carson has shown up in the studio, Jeffrey, and he's offered with candy, right? And the following things were included in the candy basket.
All right.
The question is, which, if you had to throw one away and you could only eat one, those are separate categories, okay? Which would you, here's a Reese's peanut butter cup. Here's a little Hershey milk chocolate bar. Ghirardelli dark chocolate sea salt caramel, that's a square, or a Ghirardelli dark chocolate mint, that's a square. So again, we got the Reese's peanut butter cup, the Hershey milk chocolate, then two Ghirardelli, one dark chocolate sea salt caramel, and one mint. Then we got the peanut M&M's fun size. Then we got one of those Lindor balls, you know, those little,
yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
And then we have a Hershey, it's called a nugget, milk chocolate with almond nugget. Which one do you pitch first?
So I'm getting rid of the dark chocolate first, even though the Ghirardelli is obviously the highest class.
Is it the highest class? Better than Lindor?
Yeah, but I absolutely can't stand dark chocolate.
Really?
So I'd probably get rid of the mint before the
caramel. I'd get rid of the Hershey milk chocolate bar. Just a little boring, right?
It's a staple for a reason.
And then which would you eat? You could only take one. You can only eat one of them.
I guess you got to go to the Reese's peanut butter.
I think I'd go the Reese's. If not, and if not that, I'd go the M&M's fun size peanut.
Yeah,
peanut,
no, peanut nothing wrong size. With, yeah.
Those are the two. Anyway, thanks, Brad. Merry Christmas to you as well. We talked about the good news. Now the bad news. And the bad news is Memphis Tiger basketball team. Now, let's first commend the effort.
Second half.
Can we commend the effort?
Yeah.
They fought. They were down 11 and could have folded, could have been ugly, and they did not. They went on a 20-5 run. Absolutely made Vanderbilt. I don't know what Vanderbilt. You were right about like Vandy, the little, maybe not as good as the record says they are.
Yeah.
But also, the Tigers totally got them out of their game.
Yes.
And that is a tribute. I mean, they don't turn the ball over, and yet all they did was turn the ball over. 20 turnovers, leading to 23 Memphis points, and they shot 6 of 31 from 3.
Yeah, it's like Memphis basketball was contagious last night.
It was. The first half was total hideousness.
Gross.
Just total hideousness.
It was like both teams. I think the fewest points Vandy had scored in a half previously was 40, and then they scored 28 last night, and I think the Tigers' previous low was 34.
But it was, I mean, they dug deep. They fought their asses off. The crowd, such as it was into it. Like, and it felt like they might well win the game. As you pointed out, like both of these games, by the way, that was a 7.5-point spread and they lost by 7.
Yep.
They covered.
Thanks to that late bucket.
But, okay, so that's the good news. That's the good news. They were competitive. They fought their ass off. All of that. The bad news is, I mean, it's just, first of all, they're 4-6.
Yeah,
they're 4-6. They were in Cal's first season. They were 4-8. But otherwise, like, this is not what Memphis basketball does. You know, like they're 4-6. Mississippi State obviously coming up, and they're at large. Any at large hopes are dead in the water. So that's one thing. But the other thing that really, like, I 100% agree with and endorse this notion that Memphis is no longer competitive in terms of NIL and has to figure out a way to be competitive in NIL if they wanted to beat Memphis basketball. So the big issue looming over Memphis basketball is that they are not as well resourced relative to the teams that they want to compete with anymore. That is the biggest issue. Having said that, it feels like the same crap all the time. They just don't execute offensively. And they really never have. Like, in order for Memphis to win games, they have to create havoc because their half-court offense blows. You saw that, like, literally it was tied, and then for whatever reason they got into it by playing the way they did, and then the last 3 minutes they took the air out of the ball. Well, if you're playing half-court offense against Vandy, you lose. The truth of the matter is that, like, Memphis is sending into overtime because of a wild-ass shot, and Vandy missed a wide-open shot.
Yes.
And to me, that sort of symptomizes, that's symbolic of the two teams. It's just a garbage half-court offense. And in previous years, you had Jeremiah Martin who could do it by himself. You had Kendrick who would do it by himself. You got David Jones who could do it by yourself. Like, wouldn't P.J. Haggerty last night would have made all the difference in the world?
Yeah, I think Dane Bradshaw had the stats. It's like 3 straight years the Tigers have had a top 10 scorer nationally.
And so they had someone you could just throw the ball to.
Right.
You didn't need a half-court offense. You had Kendrick, you know. You had P.J. Haggerty. Like, you can be damn sure that the Tigers would have gotten into the line in overtime, and it wouldn't have just been Vandy marching to the line if P.J. Haggerty had been there. Like, so, yep. But, I mean, the half-court offense is total garbage. The fact that the lineup, you have, like, another, like, and I don't think it's a particular mystery when you have literally a different starting lineup. I think this was the eighth straight starting lineup.
Dane last night said eighth starting lineup in 10 games.
I mean, that's like, how the hell can you have cohesiveness if you have eight? Again, you go from, like, I agree, Majak didn't look great last night. He checks in and he gets an immediate foul and it looks like, but literally he was starting the previous game and now he plays 1 minute.
Yep.
Like, how do you go from
I almost wonder, was he sick or something? Was there something?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just the way they do it. And so you have there's no structure on offense. There's no structure to the rotations. Penny said afterwards, we need a pecking order. What is summer? What is practice for? If not to establish a pecking order. Some sense of how we're going to do this. And then you have a absolute lack of execution down the stretch, including some of the most god-awful fouls, like the fouls in OT.
The one with 2 seconds left.
Oh, my God. Like, you just want to – what the hell? I mean, it doesn't rival the stupidity of the Wake Forest ending, which was even more just
– that was a gold standard.
What?
That was a gold standard.
Yeah, that was a gold standard. But just a direct, like, what is happening here? Like, this is – if your elementary school team did this stuff, you'd be like, what in the God's name are you doing here? And then, and some of the stuff, when I say more of the same, it's a carryover from previous years. Some of the more of the same is just like Aaron Bradshaw is like, whatever. You can't say they are getting the most, the money's a problem. You can't say they are getting the most out of the money they spent when Aaron Bradshaw, hell, Bradshaw and Davis combined 3 points and not a single field goal. That is not spending your money wisely. Now,
I would presume Bradshaw's, if not your highest paid, your second.
One of the fascinating things that Dane Bradshaw said, no relation, was that Penny was fining Aaron Bradshaw. And
Dane was great last night.
Dane was great last night.
Because he also...
Now, so the whole fining thing. I've been aware that in the NIL era, fining is now a thing.
Yeah.
Dimly aware of it. But people don't really talk about it, write about it much. And here's the other problem. It is an interesting question. If you fine your player, I wonder if it's in the contract, like if it's in the... I would like to know what the whole universe of fining looks like, right? How often are they fined? Can just a coach just decide to fine someone because they play badly? Are there constraints under which they fine? Like in the NFL, if you're fined, there's a whole process.
Right.
And you can appeal a fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, who do you appeal to?
Who are you appealing to? So I'd be fascinated how the fining thing was. But the idea that you've had to fine Aaron Bradshaw to get him to show up practice our time or whatever is so infuriating. It's so infuriating. And it suggests some pretty bad scouting of talent here, right? Like of where you're choosing to spend your money. Yeah, I thought Dane Bradshaw was great last night, but and so we had more of that as well. And again, it's the money's a problem. There's no question. They don't have the resources. But it didn't strike me that last night the big difference was one team outspent another team. One team had more talent than another team. How the hell you lose, honestly, when Vandy comes in and turns the ball over 20 times and shoots 6 of 31 from 3 and you still lost that game because you're doing ridiculously stupid things.
Well, you turned it over 20 times yourselves, too.
Yes, you turned it over 20 times yourself. And again, they had some – I do think that – you know, without Thedford, without Curtis Givens, like that is a – Doug McDaniel has to play all the time. There's not enough ball handlers. But that's the other thing. There's no three-point shooting on this team.
Well, and especially after Barry fouled out, I was like, oh, they're toast. Because that was their only guy that can reasonably expect to make a shot.
How can you win in modern basketball if you don't recruit three-point shooters?
I mean, in this era, I guess you zig when they zag. If everybody's gonna be shooting all threes, like,
so again,
hey.
I mean, and then Ashton Hardaway, well, he does nothing. Like, he checks in, he does. I found it to be, again, I'm torn because the effort was so clearly commendable, right? The effort was, but is that enough? Is that Memphis basketball? Hey, you worked hard. You played hard against Purdue. You played hard against Wake. You played hard against Vandy. You lost all three games. Gold star?
No, because, I mean, that's kind of what I struggle with. I think you can objectively say it's not a bad basketball team.
I don't think it's a bad – take calls, by the way, 445-0929, 445-0929. Where do y'all come down on this? What did you see last night? Okay, objectively say it's not a bad basketball team.
I think you can also objectively say it's not a good basketball team.
Well, it is a deeply flawed basketball team. I'll say this, too. When you can't score – like South Florida played pretty tough against Alabama, and they can score points. When you're as flawed as this team is – You're gonna lose a bunch of conference games. I don't mean like, I think you'll still have the best record in the regular season in the conference, but when you are capable of that kind of hideous offense, I do think you're gonna lose a bunch of conference games. And so, again, maybe this is just a year where he spent the money badly. But again, like there's. The pecking order. That's the job of the coach. The job of the coach is to establish the pecking order. I recruit the players. I recruit a cohesive lineup that makes sense. And then when they get to campus, we figure out who's going to play the most minutes and who's going to play what roles. And here we are, the end of the non-conference season, and we don't know who's going to play, and we don't know what roles, except for Doug McDaniel. So I don't know how you can't be – I don't know how you can say that they are getting the most out. They're getting the most bang for the buck when you witness what you saw last night. But they're clearly, you know, as they say, left it all on the floor. So how do y'all feel about it? 445-0929, 445-0929. We'll take your calls while I eat a Reese's peanut butter cup. Go ahead. Jeffrey, who are we talking to?
Jeff, let's start with Latrell in Memphis. Latrell, you are on.
Latrell, what do you think?
Good morning, guys. Hey, man, I am really disappointed that the Tigers do not have basketball IQ. That's all it boils down to. You foul the overtime. You give them points on free throws. You foul. Davis fouled twice. 50 feet, 75 feet from the basket to give them two free throws. Unnecessary foul. Just horrible. Then Ingram come back and foul. Three fouls. You give them free throws, free free throws to extend the lead. They didn't even get a field goal until late. And I'm telling you, man, I was so disappointed. The Tigers should be 6-4 or 7-3. They gave away the Wake Forest game. They gave away you should have won UNLV because they weren't ready, but they gave away this game. And I am so disappointed because the basketball IQ is lacking. The coaching, they done blundered two games for sure, and it's so horrible. I am so hurt that I'm like, man, what is going on?
Those fouls were just Hakeem, crazy.
Abdul Hakeem needs to be the guy of the pecking order to get the ball down the stretch, period, point blank. Case closed.
Right,
thanks
very much. 445-0929, 445-0929. By the way, they did have the one call go against him, the out-of-bounds call in OT, but this is also a problem because they challenged the call in the first half. Well, there's no way they should have challenged that, so they didn't have a challenge, which that honestly goes to the staff.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
445-0929, 445-0929. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to Frank at the Skybox in Carville. Frank, you're on.
Hey, Frank.
Well, you know, Jeff, I have to agree with the first caller about the basketball IQ. Definitely have not spent what little NIL we have for good or well. I mean, I don't know how, you know, you got to scout that talent. And I mean, Bradshaw is just not it and is probably being way overpaid. But there's probably a lot of players in this era that are being overpaid. But, you know, that just in the basketball IQ, it has to come down to coaching. And my gosh, we love Penny. We all are cheering for Penny and hope he's successful. You know, usually his teams get better towards the end of the year. I don't know why. I don't know why, like you said, you don't understand what the pecking order is by now. But, you know, and I guess this is beating an old horse. What would this team look like with P.J. Haggerty? And I just think we should have done everything possible to pay that guy and get him back here.
He would have made so much difference. Because down the stretch, you just give it to P.J. Haggerty. Like, it would have been dramatically
different. Either going to make a shot or go to the line.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. 445-0929, 445-0929. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to our friend Dennis in Whitehaven. Dennis,
hey,
Dennis. You're on.
Hey, good morning, guys. Look, Jeff, I know I'm a Memphis fan. You've been here pretty much a good portion of your life. The sky is falling. Now Penny can't coach, you know. Same guy that beat UConn, same guy that beat Houston when they were number one. That's fine. I mean, that's fine. Everybody has their opinion. I think it boils down to one of the things that you got to have a Ja Morant, Steph Curry, SGA. You got to have a guy, especially running an offense like Penny, that you can give that ball to and say, go score. You don't have it. You don't have it. I thought it was going to be 23. I can't think of his name right now, but I thought it was going to be him maybe. Yeah, Sincere Parker. I thought it was going to be him, but it's not, man. And for the money thing, I don't subscribe to that because besides the Louisville game, they were just open in the Louisville game, but besides that game, you know, you competed. Purdue, how much does the Big Ten issue out in money? You competed with them. You competed with Vanderbilt. They're in the SEC. So I just think it's the effort. And when you get new guys, basketball is about chemistry. The effort is not there because they're getting paid. Now, my last final thing, I think you should have a GM and a scout. This is professional basketball we're looking at. You should have those two things to recruit and point out stuff like Bradshaw and maybe mental issues or you know, effort issues.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I fundamentally do agree with a lot of that. The The problem is, of course, is that and I also understand his defense of Penny. Like, it is true. Like, Penny is the person who put together the team. And that was despite the ending, I will tell you, I thought it was a wildly successful year last year. And he's the same guy. But it's also true then, if Dennis is critical of the lineup because you don't have that player you can put in the ball hands, whatever, like, that's all Penny too. Penny does, he does shop for the groceries, as they say. Like, this is, all of this team is his team, both not just the way they play, but who they are. These are the players that Penny decided to assemble. And so that is ultimately, it's pretty simple when it comes to college basketball. It's all on the coach. All the good and all the bad, everything is on the coach. And so it's totally natural when you're 4-6 and you have execution issues and you have questions about where you spent your money putting, that there will be questions about the job the coach has done, because he's responsible for all of it. Like, all the good and all of the bad is all because of the coach. 445-0929, 445-0929. Who do we got?
Jeff, we got a Teddy in Arlington. Teddy, you're on.
Hey, Teddy.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. I would just caution everybody just to calm down. One thing, now this I will say, Kenny the GM needs to take a long, hard look. If you look at his successful teams, the one common thread is they had a winning point guard, even going back to Alex Lomax, who, if you can say a lot about him, but he won, Kendrick won, Tyrese won. When you bring a non-winning player, like what happened with Javon Quinterly, what's happened with Doug McDaniel is a really great, a phenomenal offensive player, but he also was on a 8-23 Michigan team. He goes to Kansas State after I think they were in the Final Four the year before, and they absolutely pooped the bed with him. So Penny really, if it's not point guard driven, his teams always sort of flounder. But I will push back, Jeff. I don't think that this team is going to struggle in the conference like you say.
I don't think they're going to struggle. Be clear. I didn't say they're going to struggle. They're going to lose some games is what I said. Yeah.
I'm not so sure, but I look around and everything. They play hard, and his teams tend to gel as the season go along. Now, the NIL thing, that's overblown in the sense of when you compare it to Louisville. And I know for years we thought that they were peers, so it's a sort of an astounding thing to see that they have tripled the NIL budget. But relative to across the nation, it's not great, but it's really, really good in terms of what the NIL is. We just got to be more efficient with the players that you get. I do believe Penny. I know it's kind of skepticism when he says that, like, hey, they had a lot of money allocated and weighted toward P.J. Haggerty. But that's still on him, because if you don't know, then you have to move on. You know, that could have been settled a lot sooner. So ultimately, like you said, it's all on the coach one way or another, win, lose, or draw. But I do want people to caution people. We're just coming off a 5-seed year, which they had a phenomenal year.
Right.
He was the coach then, right. So – you know, I just caution people, you know, we tend to, like, overreact in the society today. But, like, ultimately, Penny, the GM, needs to be on the same level as Penny, the coach. And right now, he's not.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much. We'll take one more. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to DJ in East Memphis. DJ, you're on.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah, I just think, you know, we just don't have to overreact. Kind of let the season play it out. And we can really make a real assessment, because we go through the conference and just say we might lose 2 or 3 games, still win the conference tournament, get a 9 or 10 seed or something of that nature. We are deemed as a successful season from the way it starts, but they're going to lose some games. You can see it's not no cohesion there where they have no consistent. But I think they will do great in the conference for some strange reason, because I've seen enough of them competing with quality opponents outside of getting mopped by Louisville. They have in that wake up, that sleepwalking game through UNLV. I think if they competed most of all their games they played in, they might then end how we want them to end. But I do think when they get in conference play against the American talent that we got, that's in the American, we're going to be all right.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I mean, I can imagine. First of all, of course, we'll let the season play out. It's going to play out. Like, we will react to what we saw the night before, because that's what we do. I can't react to what's going to happen in February because I haven't seen it yet. But Jeffrey, are you gonna let the season play out?
I am, Jeff.
I'm
gonna let the events unfold.
I'm gonna make a commitment that I will let the season play out, and I will evaluate as it goes on. And can I imagine a scenario where, like, what did we have last year? We had a wildly successful non-conference season, a successful conference season, and then disappointing NCAA tournament. It was disappointing. I don't blame them because I think it was largely injury driven, and so I don't hold that loss against them particularly. But it was still disappointing in the way that it ended. Can I imagine that we have the exact 180 from that, or as some would say, a 360? But it's really the 180 from that. Yes, I can, and that would be.
Who was our boy last night that went in, did the 360, threw it off the backboard, and then got it?
And then where you have a disappointing non-conference season and then a tournament run that you didn't expect, NCAA tournament run. I can imagine that. Penny's teams do tend to get better as the season goes along. One reason is because Penny tends to figure out the rotation, right?
Yeah.
He tends to figure out, shorten up, do whatever he has to do to figure out the rotation. And so I am by no means am I giving up on this season. Because I do think there's some talent on that team. Penny has a track record of making his teams better. They're going to be playing in a god-awful conference. They're going to start stacking wins, maybe get some confidence through that stacking wins, maybe get some sense, better sense of who they are and what their role should be, that pecking order that Penny talks about. And I can imagine them pulling on off an upset. At this point, they will not be a high seed, and so it would be an upset if they won a first-round tournament game. But I don't rule that out at all. I think all of that is within the realm of possibility. It's just right now we're reacting to the current circumstances, and the current circumstances are a team that's, as Donald Trump said, it's a mess.
Well, the other thing that I took note of last time when we were talking about, I thought Dane was very insightful on the broadcast. You could also get the sense of in the production meeting, like Penny doesn't like coaching this team right now.
I think that's right. I think Penny doesn't like coaching this team. Penny also says interesting things like, I don't really coach offense. Like, Penny, like, that was interesting that Dane's, I don't, you know, just from what I coach. Penny's always said that. I don't really believe he doesn't coach offense. I do think there's an emphasis, and I think that is reflected in the way that they play. I think he cares more about some things than other things. No, I think Penny's frustrated with this team. I think Penny, the coach, is probably frustrated with Penny, the GM.
Yeah. No, and I do also acknowledge it's tough to bat 1,000 in this environment. When you're having to put the team together every single year, it's just tough to always
the problem
hit.
Is that if this year continues, then it will have been 2 out of the last 3 years where he failed in roster construction.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, like you also heard Dane where he said he was speaking with Matt Painter and like Painter's asking guys that he's recruiting from the portal to basically take like personality surveys. To try and see, like,
well, I think it's, I mean,
and that's not unusual, by the way.
It's no different than if you're drafting NFL players,
yeah.
And you know, but there, as hard as it is to draft NFL players or for NBA players, for NBA teams to draft NBA players, there, you know who's coming out.
Yep.
You have a limited group of players who are coming out. You have all year to watch them. That's all you're doing. You have a whole staff that all they do is go out and scout, right? And then they have combine meetings. They have private workouts with all these players. They have interviews with all these players. They give them psychological tests, all of those things, and they still whiff all the time.
Absolutely.
And here, there are no the Tigers don't have scouts out there just scouting. Literally the whole world is in the portal every year, basically, can be, right? So you have no limited pool of...
Almost always.
You have no limited pool of players that whatever. You have no access to private workouts or whatever else. They can do what they want. And there's no combine. There's no, like, whatever. So no wonder you're whiffing.
Yeah. Well, and then, like...
On the other hand, it doesn't help when you spend the most money on a player who totally bombed at 2 previous locations.
Yes.
That doesn't seem to be a recipe. All right, we got to take a break. By the way, we did have we got Charles Huff's salary numbers. See that in the Daily Memphian story, 5 years, $10 million, which means he's not particularly highly paid relative to the American Athletic Conference. He's late.
I think that's even less than Ryan.
Ryan was getting 2.2.
Yeah.
He's starting out at, Ryan was getting 2.2. Ryan was getting, I think it was 2.2. And he's starting out at 1.8. Ryan was getting 2.2. Last year, Golish made 2.5. Trailer made 2.5. Mike Houston made 2.4. Jeff Munkin made 2.35. All more than Ryan at 2.2. And now Ryan's, again, the 2.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.